It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The cheetahs at the Pittsburgh Zoo are more than strikingly beautiful and graceful animals. They could play an important role in the breeding of future cheetahs. Joining us now in Studio A to discuss how these cheetahs could impact future bloodlines is Dr. Ginger Sturgeon, Director of Animal Health at the Zoo. Dr. Sturgeon, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having us.
Four cheetahs, two males, two females, born on a ranch in South Africa about a year and a half ago, arrived at the Highland Park Zoo about a month ago. What are your hopes for these particular animals?
Yeah, so currently the two males and two female cheetahs that we have are still in quarantine, so behind the scenes at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium. But the reason that we brought them in is that we hope to, in essence, produce more cheetah offspring and help out the North American captive population of cheetahs. So by bringing these animals in from a South African ranch, we're hoping to increase the genetic diversity, add in new bloodlines to further ensure a healthy populations here in North America that can, teach young visitors and old visitors alike how amazing cheetahs are and what they can do to help conservation.
And they are an endangered species.
They are.
How many cheetahs remain in the wild?
The numbers say between 9 and 12,000 remain in the wild.
And so on a comparative scale, I mean, how low of a population is that? How endangered does that make them with those low numbers?
They're pretty endangered. And the majority of the wild cheetahs live in one country, and that would be Namibia. About 10,000 years ago, there was a giant bottleneck in the cheetah population in which cheetahs were breeding with related cheetahs. And that really decreased kind of the healthiness of the species. And so the wild cheetahs are still working back from that. And we see some of the same problems in captivity due to that genetic bottleneck. They're really susceptible to liver disease and kidney disease. The males have low fertility issues. You know, so it's something that will continue on. But our hopes are that by bringing in these four cheetahs to the U.S., that we can at least help the captive population at this time.
And what do the cheetahs do for conservation?
Sure. Well, any of our species that we have at the Pittsburgh Zoo and PPG Aquarium, the whole reason that they're there is to help educate our visitors. So often, if you don't have something that you can see in front of you or smell or hear, it's really difficult to make that connection. So by having the cheetahs be part of an exhibit at our institution, little kids can go up to the window and actually see a cheetah and not just read about it in the book. And then carrying it down the road, not only as exhibit animals, again, hopefully the cheetahs will get along with one another and start to breed and produce offspring that we can then send to other institutions in North America so that they can, you know, help further those bloodlines. Also, down the road, we're potentially looking at building an off-site cheetah breeding facility. So that's in years to come and something that that our goal is. But yeah, I mean, they serve as a great poster child for conservation and the plight of some of the cats in our world.
You conducted an exam on one of these new cheetahs, a 90-pound male. Describe the tests that you ran and what you were looking for.
Sure. He is absolutely gorgeous. So these are four young animals. They're about a year and a half of age, and they actually still have a little bit of a mane. Cheetahs are born kind of with this long hair on the back of their neck, and then as they get older, it continues to recede until they're about two, sometimes 3 years of age. It's just a little bit longer hair. So actually, he still had that kind of long hair that you can tell that he's a youngster. But anytime we get animals into our institution, we have two main goals as the animal health department. Number one, we want to make sure that that animal is healthy. Does it have any underlying diseases or concerns or dietary issues that we can help it out with? Number two, we want to protect our current captive collection at the institution. So making sure that that incoming animal doesn't have any diseases or parasites that potentially could infect the animals already on our grounds. So we do some pretty extensive testing, especially since these guys came from overseas. Prior to even coming on our grounds, I was communicating with a South African veterinarian and had him immobilize the animals, or that's just a fancy term for anesthetizing them so you can safely get your hands on them, and do a brief physical examination and blood work and make sure that they don't have any ticks or anything that we wouldn't want to import into this country. Everything came back great, so we went ahead and went ahead with the shipment. They came into quarantine, where it's a minimum of 30 days behind the scenes. And then for their quarantine exam, we go ahead and anesthetize them again to safely be able to handle them.
Pretty much the only way you can do it.
Right? Yeah, pretty much the only way that we can do it here at the Pittsburgh Zoo, as they definitely are still wild animals. And then we look at everything. We look from complete physical exam from the tip of their nose to the tip of their tail, their skin, their feet, their claws, their eyes. We do a bunch of blood work. So anything that, you know, when you take your cat to the veterinarian that your regular veterinarian does on your own house cat, we do those same tests on cheetahs. So looking
just
at
a bigger cat.
It's just a bigger cat, precisely. And you know, the interpretation of the test might be a little bit different, but the testing principles are the same. So we look at, make sure their white blood cell count looks normal, to make sure they're not anemic, doing different virus testing. So FIP and FIV, you might have heard your own small animal veterinarian mention some of those. We test for the same exact diseases. We vaccinate them. We vaccinate them against rabies. We vaccinate them against the typical domestic cat viruses. We go ahead and we radiograph them from top to bottom. These are young animals, so we want to make sure they don't have any what's called congenital deformities, or deformities that they were born with that we need to know about. And then we also ultrasounded their heart, their liver, and their kidneys, as well as some other organs in their abdomen. But we really concentrated on those. Again, these are young, seemingly healthy animals. But we know that cheetahs have a propensity for developing especially liver and kidney disease. So if we can get some baseline data on the liver and kidney sizes and shape and texture via ultrasound and blood work, then we're able to better follow along the health of these animals during their life here at the Pittsburgh Zoo.
Is there a particular reason why they are susceptible to the liver and kidney problems, other than the essentially inbreeding issues that you described earlier?
Yeah, it's really thought to be due to the genetic bottleneck about 10,000 years ago. But of course, jury's still completely out. But that's one of the current theories.
And what did you find out about this fella after looking at him?
Oh, he looks fantastic. He looks great. One really cool thing, if you're ever able to get your hand on a cheetah, is that and that might not be possible for most
people.
They're
too fast.
Right, you know,
them.
You can never catch them. Is that their spots are actually raised. So when you pet or, you know, brush down their side, you can actually feel where their spots are, even with your eyes closed. But he looks fantastic. They're all doing really great. It was a huge change in diet from what they were being fed on the South African ranch to our captive diets here of meat that is already ground with the vitamins and minerals in it instead of actual prey items over mm-hmm. in South Africa that they were fed out. They made the diet transition fantastic. They've just been doing great. Absolutely great. Young, playful. I think the public's going to really enjoy them.
We're talking with Dr. Ginger Sturgeon. She's director of animal health at the Pittsburgh Zoo, about the cheetahs that have been brought in. And what are the breeding goals that you're looking at as this animal that has certainly had a brush with extinction, or at least with very low
Precisely.
Numbers? What are the breeding goals that you have?
So if I start back at the beginning, we need to make sure that these four animals are not related to one another. And so we took both blood samples as well as skin biopsies, and we're going to run the DNA on them to make sure that they are genetically distinct, that they're not brothers and sisters within this pair. And then the goal would be to look at the genetics of these four individuals and compare it to other cheetahs in the North American population, again, to make sure that the relatedness is not there, or that they are a genetically different population. And then it's really up to the cheetahs. We actually, even though they're young, have started to see a bit of interest in one another or potential breeding scenarios. But again, they're only a year and a half, so they're a little early on that. But the hope is that they get along, that they pair off, and that they're able to successfully not only breed, but produce the offspring and then care for their young. And then eventually, we work very closely with the Cheetah SSP. So it's a kind of governing body that looks at a whole bunch of different things, but in essence looks at the captive population in North America and sees, okay, this animal would be best to go over here to this institution with this female and breed. So the goal is to eventually be able to send off some of the young cheetahs that these pairs produce to other institutions so they can start to produce new genetic lines and offspring at their facility. Now, that's certainly several years down the road, but that's our goals and that's our hopes. And I don't see anything on their exams that would indicate that they won't be successful in breeding.
So it sounds almost like raising children in a sense. And diversity is important here among the species.
Precisely, as it is with all species.
We know that cheetahs are incredibly fast. What are some of their other important lesser known characteristics? You mentioned the spots.
The spots are raised. Cheetahs have the inability to retract their claws. They're the only cat like that. So their claws are constantly out. And that's
like
thought.
Like cats do.
Right. When you pick your cat up, the claws are in, but you can push on their toe and the claw will come out. With a cheetah, the claw is always out. And that's thought to aid them when they are doing those fast hairpin turns trying to chase down prey and kind of gripping the ground and better able to track the prey then. Something else that people might be surprised about cheetahs, and I wish I brought a recording of it, is they have like a bird-like chirp. It is very different than lions or tigers that have that more kind of throaty vocalization. It sounds like a bird when they chirp, when they are happy. It's their kind of excited sound.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I can't do it. So I would try, but that's not going to be successful.
We'll have to try and get a recording of it. People who grew up – people in Pittsburgh who grew up, say, a few decades back when they had the old zoo, the way it used to be set up, and it's certainly much better for the animals now. It's more conducive to their natural habitat. But in the old days, they'd – in the summertime, when it was warm, they'd keep those lions outdoors at night. And then if you didn't have air conditioning and your windows were up, you'd hear them making their you know, roaring in the middle of the night, making their
right.
Sounds.
And so it's a very formable sound, very impressive. Cheetah's the opposite of that. It sounds like a little small injured bird on the ground. You would never have guessed that it would have come from such an amazing animal. And the other thing is cheetahs – you know, lions and tigers will do more of kind of a standoff to you. Cheetahs are very well known for hissing and spitting when they're upset or agitated. And then they also slap the ground with their front paw to kind of indicate that they don't like, you know, whatever you're doing or you're not feeding them fast enough. So really peculiar behavior when you compare them to other really large cats. And that's one of the reasons I'm so excited to be able to exhibit them here for all the people in Pittsburgh is that they're just such a different species than some of our other big cats that we already have on grounds.
Is anything faster than a cheetah? Do we know?
Oh, some birds are, most certainly.
Well,
but
yeah,
as far as land mammals,
yeah,
land mammals, they are the quickest.
And how are these four cheetahs doing?
They're doing fabulous. They're eating well. They're getting along. You know, they were all housed together in South Africa. So we knew at that time that they were getting along. And we'll just have to see, you know, as they become sexually and reproductively mature, hormones might play more of a certain role in group dynamics.
Sure.
But there's no indication to us right now that they won't continue to be able to live together and go on, hopefully, like I said, to produce some young of their own.
I'm sure our listeners are wondering, you know, when can we see them? Can people go to the zoo, say, today or this weekend and see them?
Sure. Well, not today, but during the springtime, we actually already have one cheetah. Her name is Purdy, and she is out in that exhibit. She's an older female. So when the temperatures are warmer, as cheetahs come from Namibia and kind of that Sahara area of Africa where it's warmer, on warm days, then she'll be out. And so likewise with these guys, we're looking about springtime to get them out on exhibit, and hopefully they'll get along with Purdy and all five can be exhibited together.
Dr. Ginger Sturgeon is the Director of Animal Health at the Pittsburgh Zoo. She joined us in Studio A. Dr. Sturgeon, thank you. It's been fascinating. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up, what's the best way to prevent teens from smoking? It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.